Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
All right, let's take a look at some of the other stories that you might have missed today. And joining us for that is Eireadh Mungie from Q4 PR. You're very welcome to the programme, Eireadh.
Morning, Ciara.
So we were talking yesterday on this programme and indeed across the stations about Meta planning significant job cuts in Ireland. But there's an interesting debate emerging about whether companies are actually blaming AI for redundancies that are really more about cost cutting.
Well, yes, and I'm afraid another deep intake of breath here required for this story, because Meta has obviously reported plans to cut up to 350 jobs in Ireland. This is the company which has cut its headcount in Ireland by 40% since in the last four years, and has declared profits of 22 billion in the first quarter of this year. So
the savings from these jobs cuts are minimal. Well, they're shortchanged really for a company that's making revenues like that.
I think the real concern here with this story is that the tech giant, who has informed the government of its plans, is set to cut its workforce here by twice as much as its global reduction target generally. So that actually would send shivers across the spines of most people in government, I think, and in the development, investment development field. Because Ireland has been disproportionately hit here.
So what is the sense that perhaps Ireland is no longer a safe haven for these high value and what we thought were perhaps permanent tech jobs?
Well, I think it feeds into an ongoing concern that people always have, is that we're somewhat over-reliant on FDI. I mean, FDI is probably responsible for maybe somewhere around 25% of GDP in this country. And obviously, there's a lot of commentary about that sense of us being at the mercy of multinationals that, you know, could suffer a reversal of fortunes. Now, on this story in particular, I mean, as you say, there is a question mark as to why these redundancies are happening at this time. And some academics and some industry experts have queried, you know, the authenticity of the excuses. So while Mark Zuckerberg is out there saying, you know, we're going to see projects that used to require big teams now being accompanied by, you know, smaller groups of people or single talented people, Professor of Responsible Leadership at Trinity College, has Professor Fa Nafu, has essentially accused them of using the excuse of AI for almost any restructuring or redundancy or downsizing. And some, claiming essentially that it may feel safer for them to say that rather than say that people aren't performing or for other reasons. And that's been echoed by people in industry as well, who have also kind of said that AI is essentially, that they're washing the layoffs in AI as an excuse instead of admitting that it's more conventional right-sizing. So that's a big concern.
The next story sounds almost unbelievable. Like, we know the Electoral Commission are trying to clean up the voting register before the next general election, but in some counties there were actually more people registered to vote than people living there.
That's right. Sligo County Council reported 12% more registered voters than residents. Donegal had 8% and Leitrim had 6%. I don't know why this is all happening in the West, but maybe it's something.
I'm not going to answer that question. I think I'd get myself in trouble.
I would too, as a Mayo man. But, you know, I think of my own experience. I lived in a lot of places over the countries. I'm just wondering how many sets of voting cards that may be sent to the addresses that I formerly lived in over those years.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it's a paper-based system, which is a problem. And it's a very individual system that each local authority in the country seems to be using. So we have about 30 local authorities, and there seems to be 30 different ways of validating the actual size of the register.
I mean, as it stands, there is no evidence of widespread fraud here, but a messy register definitely damages public trust.
Oh, there's no question about it. And just remember who tried to clean this up the last time and where that went. Remember the famous e-voting debacle of 20 years ago when the former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern tried it out in Dublin North and that went south as a concept. And that would have actually done an awful lot in terms of actually very much bringing more transparency into the system.
But I would like to meet the politician that would like to suggest e-voting machines.
Turkeys don't vote. Turkeys don't vote for Christmas. They love the whole process of
this is a proposal that will probably resonate with a lot of people this morning. Supermarkets could be banned outright from throwing away edible, unsold food. Now, other European countries do this.
Yeah, and you know, I've actually worked in this sector in the past, and I know a little bit about this. And I have to say that this is Nisha O'Carroll, TD from Kildare North, who's basically saying that government should do more to work with multiples to actually reduce food waste and follow the French model. And nobody could argue with what he's saying. You know, I mean, letting consumable food go to waste, you know, everybody wants to actually try and minimise that. I do have to say that working with some of the multiples over the years, and one in particular, they've worked with very successful Irish charities and very, very productively with these people like Food Cloud and Olio to actually do that. But, you know, I think the retail and distribution sector probably accounts for around maybe 84,000 tons of Ireland's 835 tons of annual food waste. And the story is telling us that only around 1,600 tons are actually being diverted. So a lot more can be done, but I think...
So do you think legally obliging them to donate this food is the right way to go, or more efforts to encourage this to be done voluntarily?
I think the sector itself has done well in actually being showing leadership on this, and I think I also think that the multiples would not be found wanting in actually trying to do more. So I think, you know, open to partnership, and that's probably a better way of achieving it rather than wielding a stick on it.
All right. I want to go to this final story this morning, which caught the team's eye, and I have to say made everybody smoke. This is a radio station that has apologised for any distress caused in the UK after accidentally announcing that King Charles had died. Have a little listen to this.
This is Radio Caroline. His Majesty King Charles III has passed away. As a mark of respect, we will now be playing suitable continuous music until further notice.
I was that soldier, believe it or not.
Were you?
I worked in continuity in RTE back in the 90s, and there was a tape there that was there. If in the event of the death of three people in the country, the Taoiseach, the President and the Pope, and you took down a special tape and you rolled it, and you were trained to actually press a big red button and stop all broadcast and go straight to the tape. And it never happened. But I do recall one of my colleagues who actually had to roll the tape, I think, when the President died.
But that's when they actually did
that's
die.
That's when they did not die. When they didn't die. And there was a serious protocol around it. But it was everybody's... The validation and the verification of the call was really important as well before you went for tape X, as it was called.
I mean, the station played God Save the King, as you heard there. And they went silent there for 15 minutes. I mean, people are very forgiving of these sort of mistakes, but it is the kind of mistake that is every broadcaster's worst nightmare.
Absolutely. And, you know, I met Prince Charles once, I remember, working in government buildings back around the early noughties, being called into the Taoiseach's office one day to say there was a special visitor, and there was Prince Charles on a private visit. And he was the most affable and very, very entertaining character, had very big hands, and I can confirm, very large fingers. But he sympathised with me for having to actually deal with the media, and we had this fantastic conversation. Then he went off to County Mayo on a private visit that nobody knew about.
Right. Well, then, if he is that affable guy, hopefully he has taken this in maybe the humour that it should be received. We have to leave that there for now. But former government press director Q4P or Éireann Mungie, thanks so much for bringing us all of that from inside the newspapers today.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.